I was hoping you could talk to me about what the benefits are of keep what's good and replace the rest.
I do think people believe we needed a change in healthcare. They have high levels of dissatisfaction, and there are some popular elements that went online this September. If you're for repeal and replace, it means you have to say that every single element of healthcare is something you disagree with, or at least allows your opponent to characterize your position that way. And that seems to me not to make much sense. And number two, people are very conscious that we fought for a year about this, telling people that that we're going to start totally from scratch and do it again. There's a certain weariness about the process. And number three, right now we're not really fighting about health care. It seems to me that's being offered as a proof point around these issues of, you know, the role of government and the total cost of the package. And those are, to me, the right issues to focus on because those connect with broader negatives for the Democratic Party.
People already have some of these benefits. How big a factor is that in coming across as I want to get rid of the whole thing? I mean, how angry will some of the population get? Or is this really a factor in losing some benefits? Can't the Democrats come back and you say, well, you want to repeal? That means no health care for your 25-year-old.
Yeah, well, that's, of course, entirely why I drafted what we drafted, which is keep the few good parts and repeal the rest. And you're hitting exactly on why I believe that should be what the frame should be, so that you don't have to rhetorically concede every single element in the healthcare bill.